This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Salams, peace and blessings on all our prophets, including Muhammad, Jesus, Abraham and Moses. At this time of year, Christians around the globe are celebrating the birth of Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. And while many commemorate the nativity of Jesus, singing songs and, you know, performing plays, which always feature heavily his birthplace, Bethlehem, there is a deafening silence over the atrocities being committed in the lands of Mary and Jesus. Historical Bethlehem is suffering severe brutality and oppression at the same moment that the native Christian Palestinian population is being forced into a rapid decline in the homeland. The preparations of Christians in the Holy Land for a season traditionally linked with peace and hope have been shattered by the genocide and the deliberate targeting upon Gaza's oldest Greek Orthodox Church for bombing by Israel. Saint Porphyrus was built in the 5th century and has been targeted by the occupation in October. The bombing killed at least 18 people, including children. The Latin Patriarchate in Jerusalem says Israeli troops then went on to kill two women at Holy Family Parish. As the mother fell, her daughter came to help her. Then the daughter was killed by the same sniper. About 500 Palestinian Christians, as well as some Muslims, were sheltering at that church compound. Both of Gaza's churches have been under siege since the beginning of the genocide, which is being carried out on the people of Gaza. In the last 2 months, the existence of Christians in Gaza has come as surprising new information to many across the world. I realise that. This is due to the long history of Israeli and US propaganda aimed at painting Gaza as consisting of Arab extremists. In fact, like the whole of Palestine under Muslim rule, it has remained home to the oldest Christian families. The deadly attacks on the Al-Ahli Hospital on October the 17th killed close to 500 people. This was an Anglican institution and proves that Israeli bombardment aims to cleanse historic populations from the land. Palestinian Christians are not only subject to the same oppressive occupation, but also frequently arrested by the Israeli military for protesting against the Israeli occupation. Perhaps you're surprised to know that both the Fatah PLO resistance movements, as well as the Muslim resistance in Gaza, have had Christian members. It's true. The movement surprised everyone in 2006 when it nominated a Christian from Gaza on its electoral list. Christians suffered expulsion in 1948, along with 750,000 fellow Palestinians. To this day, those ancient families are unable to access their inherited private property from the Zionists who stole it. At Christmas and Easter, families apply for permits to go to Bethlehem. However, not all members of their family will obtain one, which means they are separated on these most important holidays. Now, Bethlehem's Christian leaders have made an unprecedented decision to cancel Christmas celebrations in Palestine. This move, backed by senior church figures and the city's mayor, has diverged from the usual traditions of elaborate decorations and festive events across Palestinian towns. The bishops and church leaders in Jerusalem advocated for parishes to skip all unnecessary celebrations this year, a stance endorsed by Father Yusuf Mata, the Orthodox Bishop of Galilee in Nazareth. On top of this, in Ramallah, church services have focused on prayers for those affected by the conflict in the Gaza Strip. The Israeli occupation is an injustice to all people. As billions globally remember the prophet of an almighty and just God, I leave it to you to consider this question. Would the one who became known as the Prince of Peace be silent on the injustice and cruelty being inflicted upon Palestinians today?